day.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. This is a show where you can call about anything, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight in the studio, it's Julia.
Michelle.
Puke.
And we have been talking for the past hour about the TSA and some mishaps. I actually promised Michelle has a story about a woman who was shot for speaking out about the Taliban. But first, just want to finish up this article here. Brown, who is the gentleman who stole $800,000 worth of things from various passengers, believes that he might have been one of the worst thieves at the TSA. He imagines the agency's culture makes it easy for others to do the same. Many officers don't care about their work and complain about low pay and being treated badly, which prompts them to steal. To make it even easier to get away with it, TSA managers also never search their employees' bags.
Now that's nice.
What?
Interesting, because I've never worked anywhere where they actually search bags, but I've heard of places like Victoria's Secret, for example, that you have to open your purse before you leave. Because
really?
You could very easily slip an expensive bra or, you know, a pair of panties in there, right? So
yeah.
So it's funny that the TSA, with this reputation for stealing, wouldn't do that. Because that would be a really simple measure that they could do to get rid of all this bad press.
But they're also a government monopoly, and
right. It's
going to make them do the right thing. You know, they can just, they're like, you know, well, we're the security agency. Of course, all of our people are trustworthy.
The agency says that it has a zero-tolerance policy for theft and terminates the contracts of all thieves within the TSA. In the past 10 years, almost 400 TSA officers have been fired for stealing, 11 of which were fired this year. ABC's interview with Brown highlights the extent of the dilemma passengers face when traveling with valuables. Brown is just one of many officers caught in the act of stealing goods worth thousands. In February of 2011, two TSA agents were arrested for stealing $40,000 in cash from a checked bag in New York's JFK Airport. $45,000 in cash. Why would you have $45,000 in cash in the airport?
Yeah, that's
a bad idea.
Weird, but people do it. You know, I mean, and honestly,
I'd carry that much money to the airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez, I would be just scared
because
to
of this.
No way.
I would be terrified.
Well, not only that, but there's the whole, like, you know, anybody that's listened to this show has heard the stories of the cops that just find a bunch of cash on somebody and claim that, oh, it's obviously drug money. It's ours now. Seized.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah,
I'd
but I used a belt, though, on the inside, and this was a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I mean, I would carry it on me, maybe,
right.
But
yeah,
to just check
oh,
it? Like,
no,
insane.
I wouldn't check it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No.
Using an X-ray machine, the men found that the bag contained $170,000 and removed some of the money. How nice. They left some of it there. Maybe they were hoping they wouldn't notice.
So it was actually 170 grand.
Yes, and they only took 40.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, that was nice.
They're not that bad.
In the first 2 months of this year, a TSA baggage screener in Orlando was arrested for stealing valuables by hiding them in a laptop-sized hidden pocket in his jacket and selling the goods on Craigslist. And a New Jersey-based agent stole $5,000 in cash from a passenger's jacket as he was going through security. Now, that's scary.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually flying on Friday, so I'm a little nervous. I haven't really dealt with the TSA in many years.
Yeah.
And I don't carry a purse, you know. I just keep my wallet in my pocket. And I'm always really uncomfortable because while they're yelling at me to take off my shoes, I've got, like, your wallet and everything goes through ahead of you, you know?
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, I have to wait here, but, like, my wallet's
yeah.
up there. And it always makes me really nervous.
Well, you could actually just take, if you're carrying cash, take that out and keep that in your pocket.
Yeah.
Because that won't set
don't
off the metal detector.
Don't they make you empty your pockets, though?
I never empty my pockets.
Well, if they do ask you to empty your pockets, just, you know, just pull out the wad of cash and say, this is in
Mine.
My pocket because I am not leaving it out of my sight or something. And, like, you know, I mean, obviously they could say anything they wanted to, but any, you know, decent human being that was a TSA agent would understand why you were doing that.
It takes a lot of nerve to take money from someone's jacket while they're walking
yeah,
through the...
Yeah, that does
mm-hmm. I mean,
take a
that's
while,
very
yeah.
brazen.
You don't do that when it's your first time stealing.
No, I wouldn't think so.
No, like, where did he start? You know, like, pocket knives, possibly, and stuff, you know, like that, confiscating, and then he just starts working his way up, being like, oh, I'm just going to have to confiscate this here money.
This is actually a great job for somebody who likes stealing beforehand.
Actually, you know, to make a point about this, it's, I'm going to talk about Omar for a second. He's now down in Boston, Massachusetts.
That's your son.
My son, Omar, yeah. Yes. And both of you know him, and everyone that meets him thinks that he's, you know, very upstanding and very conservative, you know, kind of shy young man. But he's really straight, very, very ultra, ultra straight, you know, like, mom, you smoke pot. I mean, he's ultra
straight.
So
you're not talking sexually straight, you're talking just
straight-laced.
Yes.
Straight-laced, yes, yes, yes. He also happens to be straight as opposed to gay, but yes, he is, yes. So... He came home last weekend and was telling me about this guidebook that he's creating on how to get by on very little money in Boston. And some of the things he's suggesting are illegal.
Yes.
And include theft. Huh. And I asked him, because he's never stolen anything that I know of, and we talk about, we're open about things. And I said, where on earth would you come up with these ideas? Like, how? Why is your mind thinking like that now?
Yeah.
And he said, because it's everywhere there, Mom. He said, you know, the benefits of theft are all around you in Boston. You can live down there and without having to pay for anything, receive so much wealth because there are other people paying for it. And he said, the government sets the example through the theft, through constant fines, fees, taxes, in your face, constant police presence in Boston.
Yeah.
That he said it's really, you develop this, I'm going to get mine.
It's sort of a Robin Hood mentality?
Not Robin Hood, more like, I'm getting stolen, I'm going to steal too.
Okay.
They take more. And everyone has, you know, this, the government creates an entitlement attitude. You know,
yeah.
And now we're seeing it more and more how that we're being pitted, the 1% against the 99% or the 51% or, you know, Romney with his 47% of the people don't do anything. And I think that as this class warfare and everything becomes more incited, that we're going to see more theft because I'm only making $19 an hour. What are you doing with $170,000 in your pocket?
Right. It's the mentality of the haves and have-nots.
Yeah.
But
I think is created by
everybody,
the government, actually, that attitude.
Yeah, well, everybody has... There's always going to be somebody out there that has more than you, and
sure.
There's always going to be somebody that has less. And it's like, who are you to say, well, that guy has more than me, so I'm going to take it. But how do you know that he didn't earn it and stuff like that? And just because he does allegedly have more than you, that doesn't make it morally right to take something.
How do you feel about this? 855-450-FREE. We actually have a phone call, so I'm going to go, because this is the show about your calls, and we have Daryl and Keene on the line. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, hello, Julia and Michelle and Puke. How are you?
Excellent. What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about the TSA. I used to work for an airline. Worked for an airline for roughly 4 years. And I left just before the porno scanners started getting put in all of the airports.
What was that like?
And do I have some stories that I can tell about airline security and what a joke it is?
Tell some, then.
Okay. I'll start by telling a story that I'm supposed to never mention publicly.
So you might
I
as well
actually
tell
went through what's called a ground security coordinator class, and they were telling us all the different rules, you know, the new nothing over 3 ounces of liquid and the, you know, all the criteria for what Ian calls the super special secret search or super secret special search, whatever. And for everything, I would ask, what's the reasoning for this? And everything, they said, it's called 9/11.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the hijackers all had round trip tickets that were purchased with credit cards several weeks in advance. And then he came back and said, well, D.B. Cooper. And D.B. Cooper, of course, was the first guy to ever hijack an airplane.
Hey, Daryl, I want to hear the rest of your story. Do you mind holding over the break?
I will hold over the break.
All right, great. 855-450-FREE. More with Daryl when we come back. Free Talk Live.
There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And
of easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the show where you can call about anything you want. It's 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight in the studio, it's Julia,
Michelle,
and Puke.
And we are going to get right back to the phones here. We've got Daryl on the line, and he has been talking to us about the TSA. Are you there, Daryl?
Daryl in New Hampshire.
I'm here now. Hey, now that you have pressed the little button, I'm back.
All right, so just to recap really quick, Daryl worked for the airlines, and he is telling us airline horror stories. Please continue.
Okay, so, and The last segment, I was telling about the super secret special search. And the reason, you know, they try to claim that 9/11 is the reason. And then when I questioned the instructor, he went back to D.B. Cooper, who was the first guy to ever hijack an airplane.
Ever?
And
in like 1912?
He mentioned about the 3 ounces of liquid. And I asked, what's the reason for that? And he said, well, you could mix the liquid and then make a bomb. Well, couldn't people just, like, meet up, you know, each of them carry whatever? And he's like, well, and he came up with some other weird explanation as far as, you know, to try to defend the rule.
Yes.
But I've actually done some research, and apparently even if someone did take enough liquid through security, there's not a flight long enough in which they would have enough time to actually combine everything to make the bomb. And even if they did attempt to do so, they would be in the bathroom for so long that it would raise red flags. And then the stewardess would notify the captain, hey, somebody's been in the bathroom for 2, 4, 7 hours, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So the whole liquid thing, it's basically, it's all about control.
Yes, it's all BS.
And you were saying about the TSA agents not having to go through security or get their bags checked. The airline employees also don't have to get their bags checked. And there have been instances where airline employees have actually stolen laptops and jewelry and large amounts of cash out of people's luggage.
Yeah, and they just walk through the doors out to their cars.
And then they just leave with it, yeah.
The airline employees?
I believe it was Continental that got busted on the hidden camera a couple years ago.
Are these employees that are, like, putting the luggage down below, or?
Yes. Yeah, it's the ramp agents.
Yeah, the throwers and the guys with the little wandy flashlights.
You know what's obnoxious?
Yeah.
Isn't it against the law now to put a lock on your... Because suitcases come with locks, and if you were going to carry anything valuable, if you... I personally don't check luggage at all. I just bring it on the plane with me. But if you're going to, you would lock it. But don't they rip off the locks?
If you use a lock that the TSA does not have a master key for, they will cut it off.
Yeah.
That stinks.
But the way the bags are thrown, the cheap locks that TSA does have master keys to, they break really easy.
Yeah, so there's really no point to locking it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I would advise never check luggage.
Yeah, or if you do, just make it, you know, your underwear and socks. And, you know, if somebody steals that,
yeah,
well,
make it stuff that could easily be replaced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't make it anything of value. Or anything that, you know, is not easily replaced.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great advice. Anything else you'd like to share, Daryl?
Nope, that's it.
Well, thanks
for
the
call. Love the show.
Thank you. We actually have more calls on the line. We have Tyler from Ohio. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
What would you like to talk about?
I have two things. First off, puke, man. You definitely need to work on that email system because I'm starting to think my messages are really going into the garbage.
Oh, really? They might be.
Yeah. I'm
I kept you at work.
For, that was interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what just happened there. People are screaming. This guy's referring to our podcast, pukeinthegang.com. There's a little funny thing. When you send us an email, it says that, thank you, that went straight to the trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yes, somebody's
yelling, which does not generally make for good radio. Is there any way that you could either stop the yelling or leave the room?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. But
who's your drunken friend, and what's he doing?
He's being insane right now. But I was going to say, the TSA, in the middle of all the groping and the thorough search and whatnot and this and that, there's actually an article a couple weeks ago about a woman. She made it through everything, and she had a gun in her purse. Like, she made it through the flight and everything.
Wow.
Yeah,
and she told she told them about it and everything. So she didn't get charged, but, I mean, that goes to show how big of a deal it really is.
Yeah, I think when
you can kill someone with your bra, with your belt, with a pen, stab them in the, you know, eyeball or whatever. You know, it's not... you know, like Daryl said at the end of the last segment there, this is not about
safety.
Your safety. It's about control. So,
yeah, stuff gets through constantly.
The first time I flew to Toronto from Florida, and so that's an international flight, and I accidentally had a knife in my purse. It was like a pocket knife, but I remember when I got there, I thought, oh, gosh, you know, there's a knife in my purse, and they didn't notice.
Nope.
Anything else you have to share, Tyler?
No, that's all.
Thanks for the call. You can give us a call, 855-453. Talk about the TSA or anything you like. Next on the phone, we have Ross in Arizona. Hello, Ross.
Yeah, hi.
Is it dime card, Ross?
What did you say?
Is this dime card, Ross?
Dime card? What?
Oh, I guess not. We have a friend named Ross out in Arizona, and we call him Dime Card Ross because he sells these little silver dime cards, but you are not he, and I apologize. Please continue.
Oh, yeah, I know who that guy is. But the one thing that I really don't get about TSA is when I go to the airport, I don't want to go through the naked body scanners, and I don't want to be groped. So most of the time, I can just choose the one with just the metal detector. So I don't even understand what the point of having naked body scanners are if you can do that most of the time.
Well, I imagine the point is that eventually you're not going to have the choice. I think that they rolled them out in a few, like testing them out in some of the major airports. I know I always fly to Manchester, New Hampshire, this nice little airport that doesn't even have terminals. You walk right in, it's awesome. And they don't have body scanners yet. But I can't imagine that this isn't coming down the pipe for everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The real reason is probably that some senator or group of senators have friends that create these machines. You might want to call them, their friends want these machines to be purchased by the government, and they make a little deal and scratch some backs here and there.
That's how we ended up with the American Medical Association with John Rockefeller
and
pharmaceutical companies controlling.
It's all about lobbyists and, payola, stuff like that.
Did you have anything else to add, Ross?
Well, the other thing I was going to talk about is I live in Scottsdale in Arizona, and there's been some news the last year or so about...
Do you mind holding over for the break, Ross?
Yep.
Alrighty, more with Ross. Keep you in suspense. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code radio to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Welcome back. Free Talk Live, the show where you can call about anything. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight in the studio, it is Julia,
Michelle,
and Pugh.
And wanted to talk to you really quick about the Free State Project. I believe all three of us are Free State Project participants.
Word.
Word. It's funny, actually, talking about it, because you've been here a while. I've been here a while. I, like, forget about the Free State Project. I just live in New Hampshire.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's
been
the
here
place where I live
seven
now, yeah.
years, exactly.
6 years, yeah.
But if you found out about the best liberty activists from around the world that were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes, would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, we are talking to Ross about the TSA, but he had another story for us. Ross, are you with us?
Yeah, it's not exactly a story, but so I'm like a mathematician. That's my job. And so I'm interested in budgets of cities.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something?
And, yeah.
Because that is a very fancy title. What is it that a mathematician does?
Math.
Well, because a math teacher teaches math, and there's engineers and things like that. But what is a mathematician? I would like to know personally.
Well, I'm kind of an offshoot. Like, I work for a
defense contractor
company. What? No.
A defense contractor?
No, I would never do that. But I work for a company that makes slot machine games, and I do the math for that. But
cool, like
my
random.
Title is mathematician. So.
Wow.
But, yeah, so you come up with the algorithms to determine the random outcome.
Right, and then, like, there's weird features and stuff that you have to prove, and it's a lot of Excel and programming and stuff.
Huh, fascinating.
But anyway, so I'm interested in
budgets. I'm not a mathematician, in case you were interested in knowing. Not at all.
Yeah.
Continue.
Yes. Good to know. Noted.
Love those left brains.
So I was looking at the budget of Scottsdale, and I found the data from, like, the last 10 years approximately. And I looked at some census data, too, to, like, figure some things out. But anyways, The population of Scottsdale only went up 6%. The average income only went up 15% per capita income. But the police budget went up 80% in that time.
Of course.
And yeah. I imagine things like that are happening all over the country and nobody knows just because
sure.
nobody looks at those numbers.
Now,
but then, and, sorry, go
let
ahead.
Me ask you this, because I one time tried to look at the budget of Keene, and it is
oh.
humongous. It
Anyone
is a huge
cross-eyed and passed out?
Is it like that for you in Scottsdale?
Yeah, it took me a long time.
Well, geez, I can
like
imagine. Scottsdale's a pretty good-sized city. I mean,
yeah.
It's much larger than Keene.
Because it's huge in Keene, and I wouldn't even want to begin to dissect it. It's not a budget like you or I have you know, for our personal lives.
No,
it's huge, so it really is quite a task to go through one of these and dissect it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was pretty straightforward. It was still hard to access certain things, though. But the thing I was going to talk about is, like, I don't understand where that money is going, especially when the fact that Scottsdale has been kind of maligned recently. Like, one of the cops on the force the last 10 years has killed 6 people and went on
wow.
disability, including a bunch of unarmed people. And we've had another person shoot a guy and paralyze him while he's holding a baby.
Wow.
And I don't know, just had a lot of those stories happen recently.
And you keep paying for it, right?
There is no reaction to it from anybody.
I would venture to guess that the money is going largely to their pensions. Because I believe, and if you're a cop, call and correct me, 855-450-FREE. But I believe that the pension is similar to what they're making already. Like, it's almost a salary.
Yes.
So what,
6 figures a year.
Six Jeez. Figures a year?
Yeah.
I remember a story in, I believe it was Rhode Island, kind of recently, within the past year, where they were talking about cutting some of the pensions, like not getting rid of them, just slicing a little off the top because this particular city was going bankrupt.
Yeah.
And they freaked out and said, no way.
It's for the children.
But you can't really blame them. I mean, they were promised that, and a lot of them probably depended on that for their retirement.
Right. I mean, it's sort of human nature to, you know, be told, hey, you're going to get this pile of cash, and then if anybody sort of threatens that, you're, of course,
right.
your natural reaction is to be like, oh, no, it's my money.
Right.
I worked for it.
But it's a lot of money that goes towards pension, and unfortunately, we have to pay for it, and we have to pay for it when there are cops in you were just talking about cops who kill people for no reason. We pay their salaries and their retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Ross?
I mean, I was thinking about going to, like, they have a city council meeting every week where they allow, like, open mic, basically. And I was thinking about just saying what I said on here.
I think that's a great idea.
Well,
you just have to practice
a
little bit and talk a little bit faster.
Yeah, but I'm just afraid of what they're going to do to me. Like, if there are cops there and they know who I am, they can harass me for saying stuff like that because nobody says anything like that.
In a couple of minutes, I'm going to be talking about this young girl who's 14 years old from Pakistan who's recovering from a bullet to her head and one to her neck because she spoke out against the Taliban and young girls not getting to go to school from the age of 11. So, yeah, you can say nothing and you can be afraid and you can be justified in your fear because the state, you know, uses aggression against people every single day. We were talking earlier about Ademo, a friend of ours who was released from jail just today from wiretapping charges. And so, yes, there is the risk that something might happen to you. But for most people that get involved in activism, it's like the risk on the other side is doing nothing and being part of being an accomplice because you're complicit.
How big of a city is Scottsdale?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a couple hundred thousand. I'm not sure.
Yeah, exactly. Because here in Keene, New Hampshire, it's 23,000. And when you've been here for a while, people know you. I mean, you can't go anywhere in town without seeing people you know. But I imagine that you would be a little more lucky in that case in a city that was much bigger. Maybe you could go. And maybe if you didn't drive there, right, so they couldn't follow you out and see your car or something.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. Well,
I can't imagine they would be too pissed at you because this is public information and you're really just saying stuff like, you know, you could just put it in that context of like, here's the income those people have been making and here's the, you know, the average this, and then look at what the cops are getting and here's a few stories about cops, you know, just doing bad stuff. I mean, yeah, there is some risk, but I think you could do a lot worse, probably.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Ross. Let us know how that goes. Call us back, 855-450-FREE. You know, the thing is, if he does do it, it's not like it's going to actually get him anywhere. Like, if he goes to the city council meeting, or anybody in the United States goes to their local city council meeting and they say, hey, I've looked at the budget and this is ridiculous. Here are the numbers I'm getting. Here's some cuts I could see. Do you think that anybody is going to care?
Yeah, at the most they might say they'll look into it or something.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that.
I don't know, because maybe other people are there. Maybe a mom is there because of the crosswalk concerns that she has for her kids who, you know, get on the bus at the nearest crosswalk. And so on a completely unrelated thing, she might be there and hear what it is he has to say and be educated in a way that she wasn't before.
That is true. And so I'm not saying he shouldn't do it. He absolutely should do it, if for no other reason than just standing up for yourself.
Sure.
But I don't know if you've ever been to city council meetings. They are not well attended by folks like us,
no,
right?
No, because they're stupidly boring.
They're very boring. Very boring.
I'd much rather do anything else. And, you know, that's the sad truth is that, you know, the average person, I think, doesn't want to have anything to do with politics. I know I certainly don't, because I find it horribly boring. And, you know, that's what they love. They can do whatever the hell they want. And
it's it's amazingly genius.
Knows.
They've basically made it so boring and our lives are so comfortable that nobody cares or wants
absolutely
to participate. Anyway, I think that that's all we have for that topic. Michelle, you had a story. Oops. Hold that thought. Keep you in suspense. More with Michelle coming up. If you have anything to add, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-923-1929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on, because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-923-1929. That's 1-800-923-1929.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
We're back. Free Talk Live, the show where you can call about anything. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-453. Tonight in the studio, you've got Julia.
Michelle.
Puke.
And if you like what we're doing, you can help
the
show. Yes. You can help the show by going to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP is a program. It's advertise, market, and promote, and it is, you don't make a monthly donation. It used to be $3. I believe it went up to $5. The first time it went up in
inflation.
8 years, right, exactly. But if you can, help us out. If you can't, everything will still be free. AMP.freetalklive to get more information on that. And wanted to tell you a little bit about Freedom's Phoenix, uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the details, detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. All righty. This is the show about your calls, so we're going to go to the phones. We have Ian in New Jersey. Hi, Ian.
Hello?
Hi, what do you want to talk about?
I didn't say what I want to talk about because I kind of forgot.
Well, no, but sure didn't.
You are on the air, so share something with us.
Chat roulette. Smiley face balloons.
Do you know what the Christmas truce was?
Excuse me?
Do you know what the Christmas truce was?
No, I do not.
Is that during World War II or one?
Yes,
during
yes,
World
I
War
actually
one,
do.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of this.
On the first Christmas of the war, like all the soldiers on both sides kind of simultaneously decided that, you know, we didn't start this war. We should just have, they kind of just either didn't shoot at each, refused to shoot at each other, or actually, you know, had, like, they would throw food into each other's trenches and stuff. Like, this was like the French, English on the one side and the Germans on the, and Austrians on the other. And it's this really kind of cool thing. It happened.
Yeah, and then they went back to killing each other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it was kind of neat, but it's like,
hello?
Yeah,
not
the
so
war
much.
Still went on for another several years.
It almost makes it worse in a way because it's like, oh, yeah, we're fully capable of intermingling and getting along with one
yep.
another when we
sure.
decide to and we agree to voluntarily, but then...
The next day, we lost that call.
You dropped off, but thanks for the call, Ian.
It's kind of a neat story, but yeah, it's just like, I mean, then the next day, yeah, they're just like right back at each other's throats and the no man's land killing each other, you know, thousands of lives lost.
It's a shame. It's such a waste.
Yeah, war kind of sucks.
It does. Actually, Puke, you were in, you weren't in combat, right?
Sort of, yes. Not,
wow.
I wasn't in like the, what you would call saving Private Ryan sort of combat. I was a door gunner in a helicopter, so I saw a few things here and there, but I was in the air. you know, so to speak. And I didn't.
It's so much easier to shoot at people when you're not face to face.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't have to shoot at anybody, but that's yes, nice. It's true. That's, you know, like there's these drone pilots that sit around in wherever the heck it is in Kansas or something, and they fly the drones around and kill people on the other side of the planet, and they have no idea who they're killing.
They think they're playing a video game.
Pretty much. Yeah, it's what it's like. You know, they don't see any of the aftermath or any of that stuff, and then they get to go home to their kids and, hey, what'd you do at work today, honey? Oh, I killed a bunch of people.
No, I killed a bad guy for your safety and so that you can have cheap gas, honey.
Have to be able to sleep night, right? You have to be convinced that they are the bad guy.
All the Nazi guards and stuff probably told themselves the same things. You know, this was for the good of the plan or whatever, Hitler's plan. This will make the world better. You know, that's what people have to tell themselves. You know, you can deny. Your brain will deny all sorts of stuff because, you know, you don't want to actually believe that you are the evil human being. There's a few people that probably do, but...
Well, I know you've talked to people who are firmly for the war before, and they absolutely believe that what's going on is okay.
Yes.
It's unbelievable. What do you think? Give us a call, 855-450-FREE. Talk about war or TSA or whatever you like. Back to the phones, we have Vince in Indianapolis. Hello, Vince.
Hello, Julia, Michelle, and Puke.
Correct.
I wanted to tell you something. People in Marion County, and I don't live in Marion County, but I just...
Where is Marion County? What state?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
Okay, great.
And they got hit with 14% tax increases. Now, we got the same thing here in Hancock County.
Is that property tax or
property
income?
Property taxes.
And, wow, that's a big increase.
Yeah.
You know... What the one guy said here in Hancock County, he said, we don't have the foreclosure problem. And, you know, and we do.
Oh, therefore the taxes can go right up?
Oh, yeah, the taxes are going to go up. And then he said the people that are underwater won't be underwater anymore. Now, that's news to me because my understanding is that's between the mortgage company and the appraiser that determines that.
Wait. You think the mortgage company and the appraiser determine what?
Well, no, the mortgage company has their appraiser go out and, you know, say if someone wants to buy a new home and they're wanting to sell it for $150,000, they say it's only worth $100,000. You got to come up with $50,000.
Well, if
that's pretty much the rules right now.
No, it's not. So you are going to have You're going to have a hard time going to a bank and getting a loan. For $100,000, for $150,000 on a house that's only worth $100,000, they're not going. You're right. They're not going to lend you that money.
But the real estate company that owns the house will not sell it out at $100,000.
So, are you talking about foreclosed homes? Because real estate companies don't typically own homes. Private owners or contractors or investors or sometimes the bank does if you've lost in a foreclosure. So, I'm not sure.
No. This is new homes because I've seen a housing development go up just north of my property, and they've had these houses out there for 4 or 5 years now, and they haven't sold one. And the prices have gone up as the interest rates have gone down, and people can't come up with the $25,000 to make up the difference, which they're selling from, you know. The bank or the mortgage company may say, our appraisers say it's only worth $100,000, but the people that own the home, basically, that they're buying it from, you know, they're wanting $125,000.
Yeah,
they can want all they want. That doesn't mean they're going to get it. It's called fair market value.
Yeah, that's the way that selling things works.
That's the way it's supposed to work, but there's not an agreement. And
You don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, so awesome.
I'm confused, that's for sure.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, I've never bought a house. I've actually started looking into it. You know, I've got some money saved up, and I'm starting to get to the point where I think I might be ready to buy a house soon.
Really?
And it's really complicated. There's a lot to learn about mortgages and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is all news to me. I'm not very skilled in this area. Michelle Seven seems to be more.
Yeah, I don't know how it works, but
sold lots of homes.
If you're like an investment company and you build a housing addition and a bunch of houses and you think you're going to get X price, but then the economy crashes and you can't get that price, well, that's, you know,
that
SOL.
That was a risk that you assumed as the investor because you had the ability, you were the one with the potential to have a huge upside to that. So you're the one that assumed the risk. So if someone has, if they own a building, whether it's a commercial or a residential property, and they're winning $125,000 and an appraiser, and by the way, you don't have to use the bank's appraiser. You can get a private appraiser, goes out and says, no, the appraised value is $100,000. Certainly, a bank is not going to give you a loan on that with the collateral being the house. Now, if you have additional collateral or you can get a line of credit to extend beyond that, you could get it for more than $100,000. At a 1% interest rate that the banks are looking at, you know, collecting, they aren't lending any money actually right now, and for good reason, because they don't have the ability to. It's not financially worth it. So even banks, like strong hands, are holding on to cash until the economy, until the government, you know, releases some of its regulations on both them and the market.
Any final thoughts, Vince?
No, I just say it because I deal with some of this where I work for the bankruptcy trustee on a part-time basis. And we see these property, you know, people coming in filing for Chapter 7 or Chapter 13.
Yeah, it's sad.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we see it. And believe me, these people are underwater and they're walking away from it. And
That's the risk you take when you take out a loan, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's the risk. But the other thing is that they're wanting to use eminent domain to cover the, the underwater houses. So,
I haven't heard anything about eminent domain in a long time in the news. I could just not be paying attention to that particular news.
Was there a flood?
The Journal had an article.
Is that why they're underwater?
No.
I don't.
Maybe he means upside down on their mortgage.
All right.
No. They owe more than it's worth.
Thanks for the call, Vince. You can call about anything you like. Mortgages, TSA, 855-450-FREE. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
Smiley face balloon.
Are you a liberty activist or enthusiast looking to meet others like you? Do you want to advance capitalism, peace, and freedom, but aren't sure how? I'm Amanda Mill, Executive Director of Liberty on the Rock, encouraging supporters of a free society to host Happy Hour. Activism and education doesn't need to be boring, and you can find free market friends. So start a Liberty on the Rocks networking review and begin connecting and informing libertarian thinkers over drinks. Visit www.libertyontherocks.org.
Many are suffering financially. Even the U.S. government's having credit problems. How about you? Having bad credit affects you in many ways. Work opportunities, purchasing or refinancing a home, buying a car, or opening a bank account. Learn how to restore your credit for free. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free credit restoration guide. Learn how to recover financially. Call 1-800-819-6545. The guides are free as long as they last. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.